It's been a quarter of a century since Queensland's Fitzgerald Inquiry blew the lid off endemic corruption in the police force and ultimately brought an end to the National Party's political stranglehold in the state. The first witness was Police Commissioner Sir Terence Lewis, who would later be convicted of 16 counts of corruption and forgery, serve a prison sentence, and of course be stripped of his knighthood along the way. His downfall came to symbolise the generation of sleaze and vice uncovered by Fitzgerald investigators. But to this day, the disgraced former police chief maintains his innocence. And now he's telling his side of the story. Journalist and author Matthew Condon has been granted unprecedented access to Terry Lewis and his famous police diaries. The result is two books, the first of which has just been released. It's called Three Crooked Kings. Matthew joins us from our Brisbane studios this morning. Matthew Condon, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Fran.
Now, I understand that for this book, Matt, you conducted hundreds of interviews with Terry Lewis over a couple of years. Just going back before that, how was his approach to you made? What was his motivation, as you understood it, for speaking to you?
Well, from the outset, it was a situation whereby a mutual acquaintance alerted me to the fact that Terry may have been in a position where he wanted to tell his story. I prevaricated long and hard over this, but the temptation was too great. And, you know, as a person born in Brisbane in 1962, this was our story. And I felt, well, look, I'll sit down with Terry and evaluate what he's looking at. And it went from there, basically.
And Matthew, why did you prevaricate?
Because I knew it would A, obsess me, and B, take many years of my life away. And it was a big, big project. And as I started working through it, the publishers and I sat down and went, this is simply too big for a single book, thus the two-volume situation.
Now, Terry Lewis has always declared his innocence. I suppose what everyone would be waiting for in these books, revelations, of course, and details, more details of Queensland police corruption in the past as evidenced and told and witnessed by Terry Lewis, his involvement with it notwithstanding.
Yes, Terry still maintains his innocence to this day. However, during the almost 3 years of our interviews, and I will give him credit for this, he did till new ground, if I may say, in terms of various comments and opinions of individuals that he was close with and worked with during those many decades leading up to the Fitzgerald Inquiry. But, you know, what fascinated me with this project was really to try and put down the narrative of the prehistory, the situation prior to Fitzgerald, and basically to go right back and try and locate the genesis of the corruption, in essence.
To sort of find where the culture was born. And
precisely.
How forthcoming within this was Terry Lewis on those details of Queensland's police corruption at the time and the time leading up to it?
Look, it's an interesting question and a fascinating subject in general because, you know, I can say Terry did make many admissions in terms of other individuals and indeed himself in a small way. But when it came to those crucial moments during the narrative, he would move away from the centre, from the heat, if you like, and offer me observations, second and third hand observations, etc. But
is that what we call ducking the question?
You could say that, yes. But having said that, having spoken with him for so long, he certainly offered me enough to go beyond him and to find as many players in this great epic drama as I could as well.
And you spent a lot of time doing that. How broad did you go and who did you unearth with the aid of those Terence Lewis diaries and, as I read it, a shed full of documents you had access to?
Terry, not only a habitual diarist, but in this day and age we may call a hoarder, but Terry has kept documents pertaining to every element of his life, thousands and thousands of them. And one of the great guiding templates for this book was Terry's early police diaries, which on their own are a fascinating read. So using them, I had a map forward, if you like, in terms of his movements and the movements of other officers that he worked with. But having said that too, I went beyond him and interviewed many hundreds of people on and off the record. And I interviewed, for example, my favourite story was an 87-year-old police officer who was absolutely terrified that I would reveal contact with that person at 87, living a quiet life in suburban Brisbane, saying that if anyone found out I was talking to you, that I may be murdered. So, still scared today? Still scared today. And when I did that interview on the phone, they would not even meet with me in person. I understood that this particular history is not dead by any means.
It's 27 past 8 on breakfast. Our guest this morning is journalist Matthew Condon, who's just written a book called Three Crooked Kings, which is really the story of Terry Lewis, the former Queensland Police Commissioner, the story of his working life as a policeman, and as Matthew's just explained to us, how the culture, the corrupt culture within Queensland Police was born and bred up to the point of the Fitzgerald Inquiry. Just on that, from what you've just told us there, Matthew, you say in the book that Three Crooked Kings, or the book is described rather in your press statements as the shocking true story of Queensland and how a society was shaped by almost half a century of corruption. How would you say it shaped the society that is Queensland today, bearing in mind what you just told us there about that older policeman still being nervous and scared to talk out publicly?
That's a very big question, Fran, and in fact we could go back to the colony's founding in 1823. Indeed, I've written a little bit about the history of Brisbane and Queenslanders then, and to some degree now, and certainly in the period covered in the book from the 50s through to the 70s. This is a generalisation, but we do tend to sort of acquiesce very swiftly to the demands of authority. And I think Queensland society in the 50s and 60s, while not actively encouraging what went on, certainly in their passivity allowed this petri dish, if you like, to flourish and grow, certainly under Police Commissioner Frank Bischoff.
And in the book you do focus on that period when Frank Bischoff was the Commissioner and his so-called Rat Pack, of which Terry Lewis was a member. The other members were Hallahan and Murphy. There's a suggestion perhaps that you just touched lightly on Terry Lewis in this, lightly on Terry Lewis's role in this Rat Pack. Do you feel that's a fair criticism?
No, I don't, and I say no because if you look at the dynamics of the Rat Pack per se and study that, there is certainly evidence to suggest that Murphy and Hallahan were the more active in terms of either pursuing illegal monies or attempting to manipulate the media and so on and so forth. Lewis, you have to remember, was tucked away in what was colloquially known back then within the police as the bum smackers, and that was an initiative by Bischoff called the Juvenile Aid Bureau. That Lewis went in there in mid-1963, and he was in there for over 10 years. So Lewis wasn't on the street, collaring crooks, if you like. It was very much a desk job. So to look at the trifecta, you have to understand the different motivations of each individual and how they worked as a unit. And I think I haven't been light on Terry at all, but then I can't invent the fact that he was this big, rough, tough member of the Rat Pack during that historical period. There will be revelations, obviously, in the second book, which goes from 1976 to the present.
Revelations about his behaviour or the behaviour of other policemen?
Well, he did have power then, and he did have influence, and the story in itself and the corruption enters new levels of grandiosity, if I might say, and a lot more of the players are still alive. So, I'm proud of the first book, but I'm even more excited about the second, I have to say.
He was jailed in the end for 7 years. He's always declared his innocence. At one point you asked him straight out, did you ever at any moment in your long career take a single penny of corrupt monies? What was his answer?
One word, no. And as simple as that.
And did you believe him?
Look, it is overwhelming in terms of the anecdotes, the evidence, the inquiry. You can't have something of this magnitude and say that it was all invented to set up an innocent man. I mean, you would be deluded in thinking that. And I do indeed point out in some recent comments and articles that, look, if Terry is innocent as he claims, then this is a monstrous, indeed unprecedented travesty of justice. If he is not, then it is delusion, unfortunately bordering on tragedy.
And you're in a position to have formed a view. You want to share that view?
My view is that I think Terry He was guilty of corruption. There is debate in, there will be debate in the second book about the sentence he received in relation to what he did, and indeed discussion, hopefully, about the Fitzgerald inquiry and how it played out. But I'm trying to remain balanced here for the sake of the book, and as I'm trained to do as a journalist. However, if I was to offer an opinion on the scale, balancing one way or the other, I think I would be foolish to suggest that Terry was the last innocent man painted into a corner.
Matthew Condon, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Matthew Condon and his book, Three Crooked Kings, has just hit the bookstands. It's the story of the life of Terry Lewis, once Sir Terence Lewis, of course, and then disgraced and jailed, and in his time up to when he took over as Commissioner of the Police Force. And that next period, which is perhaps the period of most interest to most readers, is the second instalment. That will be Matthew Condon's second book, still to come.